Genesis chapter 18. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat by the entrance of the tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran to meet them from the entrance of the tent and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I have found favor in your eyes, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought, so you can wash your feet and rest under the tree. And let me fetch a little bread, so that you may refresh yourselves before continuing on, since you have visited your servant." And they said, "All right, do as you have said." So Abram hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, "Quick, take three measures of fine flour, knead it, and make bread." Then Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a servant who quickly prepared it. Then he took curds and milk, along with the calf he had prepared, and set it before them. He stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" And he replied, "There, in the tent." Then one of them said, "I will certainly return to you at this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son." And Sarah was listening by the entrance of the tent behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well on in years. Sarah was long past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed within herself, saying, "Can a worn-out woman and an old man finally have this pleasure?" Then the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Will I really have a child now that I am old?' Is there anything too hard for the Lord? When I return to you next year at this time, Sarah will have a son." But Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. Then he said, "No, you did laugh." When the men got up from the meal and looked out toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them on their way. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do, since Abraham will surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth will be blessed through him? For I have chosen him so that he may instruct his children and his household after him, that they may keep the way of the Lord, to do righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has promised him." So the Lord said, "Because the cry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is so grievous, I will go down and see if it is as bad as the outcry against them that has come to me. If not, then I will know." So the men turned from there and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood in front of the Lord. Abraham approached him and said, "Will you really sweep away the righteous with the wicked? What if there are 50 righteous in the city? Will you sweep it away and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are in it? Surely you will not do such a thing, to slay the righteous with the wicked, so that the righteous are treated like the wicked? Far be it from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" Then the Lord replied, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous inside the city, then I will spare the whole place for their sake." Then Abram answered, "Since I have been so bold to speak to the Lord, I who am but dust and ashes, what if 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking? Will you destroy all the city for the lack of 5? Then he said, "I will not destroy it if I find there 45. Again he spoke to him, "What if there are only 40 found there?" And he said, "I will not do it for the sake of 40. Then he said, "Please, Lord, do not get angry if I speak. What if there are 30 found there?" And he said, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." Then he said, "Since I have undertaken to speak to the Lord, what if there are 20 found there?" And he said, "I will not destroy it for 20's sake." Finally, Abraham said, "Oh, let the Lord not be angry, but I will speak one more time. What if 10 are found there?" And he said, "I will not destroy it for the sake of 10. Then the Lord went on his way, after he had finished speaking with Abraham. And Abraham returned to his place.